Shin Samach Hei. Shin Samach Hei, page 456. Okay, page Shin Samach Hei, page 456. We're up to the, let's start from the top line. The top line is Ve'im Ervu B'nei HaChatzar B'nei HaMavim. So we have over here the case of a, let's review the situation. We have over here a picture on the left side. We have here a mavui, and after the mavui leads into a courtyard, and behind the courtyard is a rishus haram. So it looks like it's a very good picture. So basically the top picture on the page after 456, the mavui opens into the chatzar, and the chatzar opens into the rishus harabim above, and the mavui opens into the rishus harabim below. So the question is, what do we need to do to rectify the mavui? What do we need to do to rectify the chatzar? Generally speaking, we have a mavui that is open to a rishus harabim on both sides. One is required to rectify one side with a lechi or korah, and the second side with a tsuras ha-pesach. So we learned before, the chatzar here certainly does not need anything, because the chatzar has four walls. We look in the top part, the gray area above. The chatzar has four walls. The chatzar does not require any further rectification. The question is, what about the mavui? So we basically learned the mavui is asur. That was what we learned in the previous page, all the laws of the mavui. Now we're trying to rectify the mavui. The most important thing we need to rectify the mavui is a shitufei mevos. The people in the chatzar must join together with the people in the mavui in a shituf. That's condition number one. That's what it says here on the top, Vim Ervu. It's the last three words on the top line of page 456. Vim Ervu, B'nei HaChatz and B'nei HaMavui. If the people of the Chatzar have joined together in the Shetufi Mivos, the people of the Mavui, that's condition number one. Condition number two, the Apirtsa Shebamavui L'Chatzar in the Mitzad HaChatzar. The Pirtsa in the Mavui into the Chatzar is not Mitzad. Now what does that mean? That means picture number 18. If you look on the page on the next page, look down at the bottom, picture number 18, you notice there is a mavui, and the mavui opens directly into the chatzar, and notice you don't have any section of the chatzar on the right side. The mavui is flush with the chatzar. So in this situation, nothing you can do can rectify the mavui. Why not? Because to the average person who stands in the mavui and looks into the chatzar, it appears to be one long mavui. The only time it appears to be a mavui that opens into a chatzar is where at least you have the chatzar extending on both sides of the mavui, like in picture number 16. In picture number 16, there is a section of the chatzar on the left and a section of the chatzar on the right. But in picture 18, you don't have any section of the mavui on the right. It's only on the left. It therefore looks like a mavui mefulish. So even if you were to make a shitufei mevos between the people in the chatzar and the people in the mavui, it's not going to help the people in the mavui carry, because as far as you're concerned, when you stand in the mavui, you look like you're in a mavui mefulish. And if you're in a mavui mefulish, you need a lech yokar on one end and a tzuras ha-pesach on the other end. Therefore, it's off limits. Vim Ervu B'nei Chatzar B'nei HaMavui. Number one is Apir Tushar Mavui L'Chatzar Eina Mitzad HaChatzar. I think the door is locked.
Only
through this side, this hall is going to be wet, so Mohammed is asking everybody to exit through this door over here.
Okay, so that's condition number two. So far we've made an Eruv,
the Shetufim Mavos between the people living in the Chatzar and the people living in the Mavoi. Number two, there is a section of the Chatzar on the left, a section of the Chatzar on the right. That's condition number two. Let's continue in the Mechaber. The apirtzo shebemovei lechotzer eino mitzad hachotzer. Number three, apirtzo sechotzer mitzad hasheni einon mechuvonos keneged peretzamovei. Condition number three. The opening to the Rishus Harabim is not directly opposite the opening to the Rishus Harabim in the Movoi, like we see in picture number 17. That's number 17 is going to be our ideal situation. not like picture. You turn back in the previous page. In the previous page, you see there the opening of the opening to the Rishus Sarabim is on both ends in the Mavli and the Chatzar opposite each other. That is no good. The reason why that is a problem is because it looks like a Mavli Mefulash. Anytime you stand in the Mavli and you look in both directions and you see the Rishus Rabim, even though technically really you're going through a Chatzar, and being that you're going through a Chatzar, we should say that you are in a Mavli Sosun. It doesn't matter. Chazal were not generous in this situation and required you to fix the second end with a Tzuras HaPesach. But being that in picture number 16 on the second page, the opening to the Rishus HaRabim is not opposite the opening to the Rishus HaRabim on the side of the Mavui. That is okay. So we have now, so far, let's review, we have so far three conditions. Number one, we have a Shitufei Mevolos between the Chatzar and the Mavui. Number two, we have a section of the Chotzer that's on the left of the Mavli and a section on the right of the Mavli. So it doesn't look like a Mavli Mefulash. Number three, the opening to the Rishus HaRabim is not opposite each other. Next, now we come to one more condition. Condition number four, the Chotzer, it's the third line down on page 456. The Chotzer Shel Rabim. The Chotzer in the back belongs to at least two people. Now, why is that so important? So the Mishnah explains, and we're going to see this when we come to the flip side. Because if the Chotzer in the back only belong to one person, there is a concern that one day he will close up that section of the Mavui that, let's say in this example, that's to the right. And the Chotzer will then be flush with the Mavui. And that will violate condition number two. Condition number two was there must be a section of the Chotzer that is on the right and a section of the Chotzer that is on the left of the Mavli. If the Chotzer, one end of the Chotzer, is flush with the Mavli, it's usher in every situation because it looks like a Mavui Mefulish, even though technically speaking it's a Chotzer that opens into a Mavui, but the people that stand in the Mavui, it appears to be just a Mavui that's spent. And a Mavui that's spent in this fashion requires a Tzuras HaPesach. So Chazal did not give you the leniency of allowing you to use, to do nothing on that opening. If the Chotzer in the back is only owned by a single person, no one is stopping him one day from building a wall and closing off the section of the Chotzer that on the other side that extends past the Mavli, and then we'll have a situation where the Chotzer's wall is flush with the wall of the Mavli, and that violates rule number two. Therefore, in that case, it is forbidden. So we have over here basically, so then the conclusion is, then the rule is the Mavli is Mudah. So basically, we have over here four conditions to allow a person to construct just a lechi or a korah on the end of the mavi that opens to the Rishus HaRabim and be allowed to carry in the mavi. Again, condition number one must make with the chotzer in the back a shituf mevos. Number two, there must be a section of the chotzer which extends both to the left and the right of the Mavui, so that it looks like it's a chotzer. It does not look like it's a mavui mefulish, a mavui that bends. Number three, there's a requirement that the opening to the Rishus HaRabim in the front and the Rishus HaRabim in the back are not opposite one another. And requirement number four, the chotzer in the back is owned by at least two people. And that we assume that being that it's owned jointly, it's not going to be so easy for one of them to build a wall, to do what he wants, and construct a wall and then have a violation of condition number two. But now the Mechaber continues to tell us, let's say the rules are missing, third line from the top. Avalim loy eruv, but let's say you're missing the number one. There is no eruv echad eruv shituf mevos. So then that's pasha when there's no shituf, of course, there's nothing to talk about, you're not going to go carry in the mavi. Because here we have a mavi, one of the courtyards has not joined together. That's a direct violation of the law, there's nothing to talk about. Or let's say even the afilu eruv, they didn't make an eruv chatzers.
But there is no section of the chotzer that is to the left and the right. It's flush with one of the walls of the mother, like in picture number 18. Or even if you have fulfilled condition number 2, and it's not like number 18, but it's like number 16. But the opening to the Rishus Saramin of Mochotzer is opposite. The opening to the Rishus Saramin of Mavu, like on the previous page, picture number 13. So you're missing that condition. Or oafilu einu kinegdo, everything is good. You have all three conditions, but v'achotzer who shall yochid. But the chotzer is owned by an individual, so there's a real concern that maybe one day he will build a wall and it will be flush, and you'll violate condition number 2. In all of these cases, osur. Then you're not allowed to carry in the mavui with just the lech yokara. You must add a tzuras ha-pesach on the other end of the mavui. Next, the in nifratz l'ruchav. Now we have another. Now this next section of halacha, it brings out a very, very big finish. The in nifratz l'ruchav. Let's say instead of that back area, instead of it being a courtyard, let's say it was a wide open area that no one lived in. So we learned this. This goes back to what we learned a long time ago. The law of a karfef, an area that has been enclosed, not for the purpose of living. An area that has been enclosed, not for the purpose of living. Are you allowed to carry in such an enclosure? So the rule is, as long as it's less than a base saw sign, as long as it's less than the size of a double base saw, it's okay. But once the area is larger than a base saw sign, it is forbidden. So let's say we have this backyard. There are no batim, not like picture number 16 we see here. There are two houses. Let's say there is nothing there. It's empty. V'im nifratz l'ruchava, it's open to a wide open area, p'chusa misosayim, that's less than a sosayim, o or yoser al sosayim b'hukaf l'dira, dinoi kil nifratz l'chatzar, it's fine, no problem, you don't need any further tikkun, you don't need to make any shitufi mevos. The only time you need to make any shitufi mevos is only when there's someone living there, but being that there's no one actually living there at this moment in time, it's just an open area that has been enclosed for the purpose of living, it's fine. Everything is fine, and it's okay. But here's the chiddush aval. Now this is a very beautiful chiddush. This brings out a lot of yesodos in the laws of walls. Aval im yisera al sosayim v'loy hukfo l'dira havei ki'ilu nifratz l'karmelis v'tzorich tikon. Let's say that backyard on top of the page was larger than a base sosayim. And everything is the same. There's a section of the yard to the left, a section to the right. Let's say it's even owned by the public. So there's no concern that someone's going to build a wall that will be flush with the mavi. And the opening to the Rosh Hashanah is not opposite the opening to the mavi. Everything is fine. It's still osur. Why is it osur? Because those walls don't count. It's as if we don't have walls. Why don't we have walls? Because here's the lamdas. The only time those walls work for the mavui is because those walls are also working for the courtyard or the rechava. It's a virtual wall. We mentioned this when we began this siman. You have to have walls. A wall can be either a tzuras ha-pesach. It can be a lechi. It can be a korah. What other type of walls do we have? All different types of walls. But you have to have some wall closing that section. The reason why we have walls in this example is because since those walls, those lechis, on the left and the right are serving as walls to close the chotzer, they also works as a wall to close the mavli. But that's only with those walls, the lechi on the left and the right, actually serve as walls to enclose the area of the chotzer. But being that area in the back, in this particular example, is larger than a base sosayim, sheloi hukaf l'dira, and you're not allowed to carry in that area, those sections of walls are not accomplishing anything. If it's not accomplishing anything for the people in the back, it cannot serve as a wall to close up the mavui. All of the examples that we've given so far that was the starting point. There's no question the people that are living in the chutzah are allowed to carry, because the people living in the chutzah have four walls. Even though there's an opening, that opening for them is considered to be a Pesach. Being that opening is less than 10 amos, that's nothing more than a Pesach. And you're allowed to have openings in your... The reason why that cannot serve as a Pesach for the people in the Mavli is because the people in the Mavli don't see those sections as walls. They don't see it. There's nothing there. If, as far as they're concerned, they have three walls, and their fourth wall is, that wall is open, and eventually it leads out to the Rishus Ram, so it has the status of the Mavli Mefulish. But if you can show me that those sections of walls still left and right of the Mavli are going to serve as walls to enclose the people in the Chotzer, so once that's called a wall for them, it can be considered a wall for people in the Mavli as long as we have a certain number of conditions have been met. But even if you have all of those conditions, but the area in that backyard is not an area where someone is allowed to carry because it's more than a base of sign. So those sections of walls are not accomplishing anything for that section. It cannot accomplish anything for the people in the Mavli as well. And that's what this halacha is telling us. It's a very big chiddush. It's a very big yisod, another type of wall, a virtual wall. If it's a wall for you, it can be a wall for us. But if it's not a wall for you, then we certainly don't have anything to rely on. This will be called a Mavli Mefulish, and you're going to need to make a Tzuras HaPesach along that section. Okay, now we've concluded, this really concludes a major chunk of the hard part of Hilchos Avin. Now, I mean, we have to finish up the Siman, which we're going to do now, but this gets a lot easier now. But halacha dalet sif dal mutar lishtamish tachas hakoira uchenegin alechi. If you have a mavli, let's discuss the classic mavli, and which you have rectified with a lechi or a koira. Are you allowed to carry underneath the lechi or in the area, the width of where the underneath the koira, or in the area where the lechi stands? So the answer is yes, but there are conditions. Mutar lishtamish tachas hakoira uchenegin alechi. For honey mili provided, b'pasuach l'rishos sarabim, where your mavli opens up to the rishos sarabim, avol, but l'karmelis, pasuach l'karmelis, if your mavli is open to a karmelis osur, we'll see in a moment why, bein tachas hakara, uvein k'nei nalechi, mivnei, shemitztaref l'karmelis, she'esa, because we consider that small area underneath the kara, which is usually the size of a tefach, or the area of the lechi, which is a small amount of space, small width, it joins the karmelis. B'nei shemitztarif l'karmelis she'etzlo shemotza min esminoi v'neir. One kind finds its own kind and it wakes up. This is the law of physics. We're taking the law of physics here and we're applying it to halacha. If you have your chat, the area underneath the korah, it generally, it's a mekayim petur. It's an area, there is a beam. The beam simply comes down. It's a no man's land. The area inside is going to be a rishus hayachid. The area of the beam is basically a rishus to itself. Being that it's less than 4 amos wide, it really has the status of a mekayim petur. So it can go either way. It can become bottle to the rishus hayachid, or it can become bottle to the area outside. If the area outside the korah is a rishus harabim, a mekayim petur, this area underneath a beam that's one tefach wide is so different than a rishus harabim, the mekayim petur is going to distance itself from the rishus harabim, and it'll have nothing to do with the rishus harabim, but instead it'll be bottled to the rishus hayachid. In other words, a mekayim petur shouldn't come in. A mekayim petur can be bottled to a rishus hayachid, or can be bottled to a rishus harabim. Well, I shouldn't say it should be bottled. It would much prefer to become bottled to the Rishus Hayachid than to the Rishus Haram. Therefore, if the Rishus that's opposite the Mekayim Petur is a Rishus Haram, automatically the Mekayim Petur distances itself from the Rishus Haram and becomes bottled to the Rishus Hayachid. But if the area outside is a Karmelis, the Mekayim Petur is much more comfortable with the Karmelis, and will therefore become bottled to the Karmelis, and you're not allowed to carry underneath the beam itself.
a person always likes to associate with his own kind. So if the area underneath the beam is not the kind of the Rishus HaYachid, it's not the kind of the Rishus HaRabim, but when you're going on a plane and they ask you, who do you want to sit with? They give you a choice. Who or what are my options? If they tell you that on the outside is the Rishus HaRabim and the inside is the Rishus HaYachid, the Mekoyim Petur says, I'm much more comfortable with the Rishus HaYachid. But if they tell you that the area outside is a Karmelis, oh, Karmelis, I would prefer being with a Karmelis than being with a Rishus HaYachid. It's all relative to who, to the alternative. And here, the alternative, you have a choice, you're stuck in the middle, Mekoyim Petur, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, I prefer to go with the Rishus HaYachid. But if outside it's Karmelis, Rishus HaYachid, Mekoyim Petur, then Mekoyim Petur would much prefer to be with the Karmelis. And that's what it says here in Halacha. Let's see the Mishmur. Mishmur says in very, very precise words. Let's see Mishmur Bura Chof Vav. Aval b'besuch l'karmelis, afal gav d'be'al m'karmelis kil mirishos sarabim, even though generally speaking, Sharm is more lenient, mikol makam le'inyin zermunin motzam in esmin v'ner, if the outside is a karmelis, and the area underneath the korah, or the lech, is a mekoyim petur, we apply the motzam min esmin v'ner, perish, what does that mean? The karmelis, shebein l'chayayim, the area between the two lechis, has the status of a karmelis, even if it did not have a shir karmelis original. Let's say we start off with the area between the two lechis, the width of the lechi is only a tefach. Shelo hoya arba al arba tvachim. It doesn't matter. Matza min esminay shechut solo. It found its own kind outside in the street. Vineyar mishnaso and woke up from its sleep. V'nischazik, it strengthened itself, l'hitztaref, l'karmelis, shebetzido, to join to the karmelis next door, the shame karmelis olav, and now the area in between the two lechis, or the single lechi, has the status of a karmelis, and someone in the mavi is not allowed to carry in that area, v'yos l'shtamish tachtav, and you're not allowed to carry underneath the korah, or in the area of the lechi. V'gam l'hachnisa l'fnim, and if something is resting underneath the korah, or in the area of the width of the lechi, you're not allowed to bring it into the mavi itself, because you're going from a karmelis to a rishos hayochid. Masha'in kein, b'vasuch l'rishos sarabim. Let's say it's open to a rishos sarabim. Shu'einoi minoi chlol. A rishos sarabim is an entirely different type. Ein mitzarf imo, uvatal al kalupunim. It's not going to join. It will not join at all, and it is bottled to the inside. Bein tachas akara, uvasev el yirabim, tzadil l'hakakal l'shamish tachas akara, and he goes on to say the others are lenient. Ubein tachas akara, uvasev el yirabim, tzadil l'hakakal l'shamish tachas akara, afilu b'sul l'chamlis, v'chein posak b'sef even ho'izer, v'prat makara v'chava arba tfachim, certainly if it's 4 tfachim wide, v'riya l'kala ma'ziva, v'vada imuta afilu b'suach l'chamlis, the pitikor yer v'soysen v'chashiva m'chitza. If the makara is 4 tfachim wide, then we say pitikor at the tip, and you're allowed to carry underneath the korah. Okay, let's go to the next halacha, sif hey. Even though we have learned in the situation where you're allowed to carry underneath the korah, you're not allowed to sit. You're only allowed to carry there derech arai occasionally, not the kvis. Why? Because you might forget. If you're going to sit down underneath the korah and hold something in your hand, it's very possible it's going to fall out of your hand, go into the Rishus HaRabim, and you will retrieve it in the violent halacha of Hachnosa. So you're not allowed to sit Berosh HaMavli, v'chefetz biyado, shema, yisgalgel hachefetz biyado, l'Rishus HaRabim. It may roll, the object may roll from your hand to the Rishus HaRabim, v'yivyenu elav, and you'll bring it towards yourself, kevan she'ein heker beino l'Rishus HaRabim, because there is no heker between yourself and the Rishus HaRabim. You're going to forget. Aval al pesach echotzer, and this halacha is only true when it comes to a mavoi, but let's say you are sitting at the edge of a courtyard, then you are allowed to carry, sit down, and hold something right at the opening of the courtyard.
Because even if something falls out the door and goes into the street, we do trust you that you will not carry from the street into the courtyard, because it's noticeable, the mark, the boundary of the courtyard leading into the Rishus Rabim. Aval al Pesach HaChatzer Mutter Bein Pasuch the Rishus Rabim Bein Pasuch LeKamlis Sheyesh VeYakera. When you're at the edge of a courtyard, there you recognize you're not allowed to go past this line, and we trust you. You're allowed to sit and hold something, and even if it falls out, we don't have to be concerned. Halacha Vav Noshim Hayoshos Ala Pesach. This is fasting halacha. Noshim, which are sinning by the Pesach Hamavui, Vichadehen Biyadon, and they are holding in their hands a pitcher. So this is a violation. We just done it before that when it comes to a mavi, being that it's not noticeable, the mark between the boundary between the Rishus Haram and the mavi, so that we don't trust you to sit along the boundary, because something may fall out of your hand and roll into the Rishus Harabim, and you will not realize that you're going from the Rishus Haram to the Rishus Yachid. So it's also only in the courtyard. If a woman is sitting and violating this halua, ein memachin biyadon, don't open your mouth, don't protest. The kevon the midid rabban, who since this only also mid rabban, and to take from the rishus, since we're dealing over here with, since there's nothing wrong right now, nothing has fallen at this moment in time when they're sitting underneath the korah, they have not yet done anything wrong. The only reason why you're not allowed to do this is as a gezera. If we let you sit and hold it in your hand, it may fall out of your hand, and then you may come to take it from the rishus haram into the Mavoi. So there are two maybes. So there's nothing forbidden at this moment in time. It's only a gzera. It's a gzera medirabanan. And since we're dealing over here with a woman, the mechaber says, so don't scream at me. He says over here in the mechaber, the kevan demidirabanan who mutav sheyihu shaygois velo mezidos, better don't object. Because if they're not going to listen to you anyway, so better, because if you'll tell them you're not allowed to do this, they're going to say, why not? I'm not going outside. I'm sitting over here at the corner, and nothing's going to happen. Why not? They're not going to listen to you. And if they don't listen to you, they're not going to be listening to you, bemazed. And that's serious business. So better, they should think that it's mutter in their mind. Mutter of shushaykos velo mezidos. Let's look in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, only men? Only women? What about men? Let's see halacha vav. Halacha vav, the midraban, the afilu midraraisa. Now he doesn't say, I tell you, let's see, we'll see what it says over here on the side of the moment, but he talks about, what about a dilim deraisa? This is midrabanan. Not allowed to sit at the corner with something in your hands, only us in midrabanan. What about when you deal with this in midraraisa? The afilu midraraisa, yadin the lush, the shalom yishmulanu, if you know that the person will not listen to you when you tell him you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos, or not allowed to do this sin, and they're not going to listen. Im yadin shelo yishmu lanu, ein loymar lohem, do not tell them. Im lo davar shemufarish bakrab henya, unless it's something that's explicit in the Torah. Sham. So the Mishnah Berurah here makes a fast, and he throws in a halacha. This is like a yoredei halacha. This is when he throws in very powerful halacha. Generally speaking, if you see a person doing an avera, should you tell them you're not allowed to do this? So the answer depends. If it's a din derabanan, even though it says here in the mechaber noshim l'chayr, it doesn't make a difference. If you're dealing over here with an issur derabanan, and you know they're not going to listen to you, definitely don't tell them. Because mutav shushayga is follow you mizidos. So din rabbanan, definitely keep your mouth quiet. If you want to din to oraisa, there are two types of the oraisa. There is a oraisa that's explicit in the pasuk. There's sigzal, right? It says in the Torah, don't steal. The ferish in the pasuk. So this is the oraisa. And then there are dinim oraisa which are not explicit in the pasuk. They're only known through droshos of Chazal. If a person violates halacha, he's chayiv misa, he's chayiv malchus, he's a sinner. There's no question about it. He's done a serious crime. But it's not a din. It's not explicit. So such a type of deraisa, if you know that they're not going to listen to you, do not tell them. Mutav shiyushegos v'al yu mezidos. Let's see what it says here, number 37. 37 on the side, the Dirshu supplement, Utama Dava Kosav Sham, Shabadava Shemfosh Bitara, Yesh Lilo Shahim Shoigigin. If something is not explicit in the Torah, so you can be toila that they are it's not their fault, it's an accident. The reason why they're not going to listen, machma shadavah kal b'neim. Vanuaymim shemutav shiyushegim. They should be shaygim. But vaday einam shaygim. They know what it says. V'reid halacha sham. That's over there. Shakasav oy pratim. There are more details to this halacha. So let's just do one more halacha. Let's see number Zayin. Mavui shenidlu koresav lechoya b'shabbes. What happens if you have a mavui and the lechi in the kor was removed on Shabbos itself? Afal pi shechuta lemitzah Shabbos. If you have a mavui and on Shabbos suddenly the lechi in the kor was taken away, it doesn't matter. You have to stop. You're no longer allowed to continue carrying. If you know for a fact that the lechi or the kor has been removed, you have to stop carrying immediately. And you don't apply this principle that since it was good when Shabbos began, it's good for the remainder of Shabbos. That halach is only true with regard to Eruvei Chatzeros and Shetufei Mivos. If your Eruv, the Eruvei, the bread that you collected to join together all the courtyards, has disappeared when Shabbos began, then you can say that since when Shabbos has began, there was bread. Since then, you can say... Then you can say that once Shabbos is good for the remainder of Shabbos, but not when it comes to the walls. The walls, if they're not in place when Shabbos begins, it's no good. So it's forbidden. This only when it comes to a city that does not have a wall. But if you have a city that has a wall, so really, technically speaking, you're in a Rishos HaYochid Daraisa. And the only reason why you're making an Eruv is because of the Goyim. Okay, this is going to be discussed in great detail later on. One of the very big, if you have a courtyard, you have an apartment building, you're going to make an Eruv Chatzeros, and you have non-Jewish people living in the courtyard, or you have irreligious Jews, you have a very big problem. And you have to do Schiras Makom. You have to figure out how to resolve these problems when you're dealing with Goyim living in your building. So here, that's the situation here in this case. We have here a city. The city really is a Rishus HaYochid De'oraisa, because the city has walls. Why then did you bother going to the effort of making a Shetufe, making a Lechi Nakoira, and a Rivi Chatzeros, and a Shetufe Mavos? You know why? Because in your alleyway, in your little hut, you have only Jews. So why get involved with the goyim and renting from them schiras makom, and get involved with the government and get involved with all of the whole hassle of dealing with the goyim? So it's a big hassle. Just we among ourselves. This is a Jewish apartment building. It's a two family house. We have a backyard. We'll get together. We'll make a tikkun. We don't have to come on to the city area. We'll just isolate ourselves and not get involved with the goyim. And then what happens on Shabbos? The Eruv falls down. The Lechi Kor falls down. So in this instance, we can be lenient. Because since really, Mikra, then you didn't need to make anything. You didn't need to make an Eruv altogether. You didn't need to make a Lechi Kor or Tzuras HaPesach, because really you were in a city, and the city really is a Rishos Sayach. And the only reason why you made the Eruv is because of you want to isolate yourselves away from the Goyim. And now when Shabbos began, the Eruv fell down. Now we can be Samech on the wall around the city. Even though it's true we don't have the Shituf of the Goyim and all of those things, that we can overlook. But the Eved, once Shabbos began and you were in a good situation. So very interesting halacha. Here you're making an Eruv, a fasting halacha. You're making an Eruv to break away from a Rishos Sayach. A very fascinating halacha. Normally you make an Eruv. Yes, the average person, you make an Eruv. Why make it? Because I want to make myself into a Rishus HaYachad. I'm in a Rishus HaRavim. I'm in a Karmelis. Here you're making an Eruv HaShemavu Pumfakert. You're already in a Rishus HaYachad. But there are complications about with the neighbors. So you want to make a new Rishus HaYachad within a Rishus HaYachad to avoid the complications of dealing with all of the neighbors. And then your Eruv falls down on Shabbos. Also, since really you're in the larger city, which really is one big Rishus HaYachid, here you can be lenient, and you don't have to worry one Shabbos began when you're okay. V'yeish mishrayim, don't even be yeish shein mekev schoima, av v'yeish mekev schoima muter, hagav v'yeish lusmech azeb lahatir, you can be lenient. The whole zeh shayi roi lamur, another condition is, where the Eruv was strong, when your lechi and kor was strong when Shabbos began, shahoya roy lamu kol haShabbos, aval imahoya oimed listo me erev Shabbos. But if the Eruv was going to fall, then if you put up a very shvach lechi and kor, and you know it's not going to survive Shabbos, the wind's going to come and blow it down. Or the Mishnah Berurah better chiddush. It's strong as gold. It's solid nails. But there are hoodlums in the neighborhood. And you know the goyim. You know for a fact that these goyim, these hoodlums, they're going to come and knock down the Erev. Then you're not allowed to be lenient and say that since Shabbos began and we were okay and we live in a city where there's a wall around it, we can be lenient for the remainder of Shabbos. Since you knew in advance that it's not going to last more than a couple of hours because of a natural occurrence or because of the neighbors who are looking to make trouble, you're not allowed to rely upon. Also, alachash nistarim sofik in nistar me'erev Shabbos. So let's say you come into a situation where you, now this is only true, it was good when Shabbos began. But if it was not good when Shabbos began, before Shabbos started, you really did not have a lech yokorah or a tzuras ha-pesach, of course, nothing to talk about, it's forbidden. Let's say you're not sure, when did the erev collapse? On Shabbos, before Shabbos, the im suffik im nistar me'erev Shabbos solo as linan lekula, we are lenient. Okay, we'll leave this for tomorrow. Ches, we'll leave it tomorrow. Okay, we'll take a 2-minute break, and then we'll do Haggadah.